Welcome back to Opinionate. This is part two of our 10-part series on the history of India-Pakistan conflict. Today's episode is called Wars and Conflicts, 1960s-1970s. We'll talk about the fights between India and Pakistan during these years. We'll learn about why these wars happened, who were the important people involved, and how these wars affected ordinary people in both countries. This part of our series will help you understand more about the tough times and disagreements between India and Pakistan. Let's dive into their story during these challenging years. Prelude and causes of the 1965 war. The 1965 war between India and Pakistan, also known as the Second Kashmir War, was a significant conflict that arose from lingering tensions following the partition of British India in 1947 and the subsequent First Indo-Pakistani War that year. The root cause of the conflict can be traced back to the unresolved status of the princely state of Jammu and Kashmir. After the partition in 1947, Kashmir became a major point of contention between India and Pakistan, leading to the First Indo-Pakistani War. A ceasefire was established in 1949, but it left the region divided and did not resolve the dispute. The situation in Kashmir remained volatile through the 1950s and early 1960s. Both India and Pakistan accused each other of not holding promised plebiscites and continued to claim the entire territory. In the early 1960s, border skirmishes and political tensions escalated. One significant prelude to the war was the Sino-Indian conflict in 1962, which exposed weaknesses in India's military. Pakistan sought to exploit these vulnerabilities and aimed to gain strategic and territorial advantage in Kashmir. The immediate cause of the 1965 war was Operation Gibraltar, initiated by Pakistan in August 1965. The operation involved sending Pakistani soldiers and militants disguised as locals into Indian-administered Kashmir to incite an insurgency against Indian rule. The plan was to provoke a rebellion that would force India to negotiate on Kashmir's status. However, the local population did not support the infiltrators as anticipated, and the operation failed to ignite a widespread uprising. India's response to the infiltration was swift and decisive. Upon discovering the extent of Pakistani involvement, India launched a full-scale military response not just in Kashmir, but also across the international border in Punjab, aiming to divert Pakistani forces and pressure Pakistan on multiple fronts. The war took place against the backdrop of the Cold War, with India and Pakistan receiving support from the Soviet Union and the United States, respectively. The international alliances influenced the strategies and outcomes of the conflict. The 1965 war officially began on September 6, 1965, when open warfare broke out between India and Pakistan. The conflict lasted until September 23, 1965, ending in a United Nations-mandated ceasefire. The war did not change the status of Kashmir, but it led to significant casualties and economic losses on both sides. The Tashkent Agreement, signed in January 1966, formally ended the conflict but left many issues unresolved, setting the stage for future confrontations. The 1965 war underscored the enduring and complex nature of the India-Pakistan rivalry, particularly over Kashmir, and highlighted the regional and international dimensions of their conflict. Major battles and strategies of the 1965 war. The 1965 war between India and Pakistan, known for its intense battles and strategic maneuvers, marked a significant episode in the military history of the two nations. One of the first major operations was Pakistan's Operation Grand Slam, which aimed to capture the strategic town of Akhnoor in Jammu and Kashmir. This move was intended to cut off communications and supply routes to Indian forces in the region. Launched on September 1, 1965, the operation initially achieved significant gains, but progress stalled, giving India time to regroup and counterattack. The Battle of Chamb followed the initiation of Operation Grand Slam. It was one of the first major engagements of the war, where Pakistani forces aimed to capture the town of Chamb and further disrupt Indian logistics. Despite early Pakistani successes, Indian counterattacks led to a stalemate, with both sides incurring significant casualties. One of the most notable battles was the Battle of Lahore. Following the failure of Operation Grand Slam to bring about a decisive outcome, India launched a counteroffensive towards Lahore, one of Pakistan's major cities, on September 6, 1965. The attack was a surprise and came close to the city, but was eventually halted by fierce Pakistani resistance. The battle saw intense fighting, with both sides employing tanks, infantry, and air support. Simultaneously, The Battle of Sialkot represented another significant engagement where Indian forces attempted to advance towards the city of Sialkot in Pakistan. This battle involved one of the largest tank battles since World War II, known as the Battle of Phillaura. Both sides claimed to have inflicted heavy losses on each other, and the battle showcased the evolving tactics and technologies of modern warfare. The 1965 war also saw extensive use of air power by both India and Pakistan. The Indian Air Force, IAF, and the Pakistan Air Force, PAF, engaged in numerous dogfights and bombing missions. The PAF initially had success in Operation Focus, which targeted Indian airfields, but the IAF gradually gained the upper hand, damaging Pakistani air capabilities and infrastructure. Naval engagements were limited during the 1965 war. However, Pakistan's Navy conducted a notable operation, codenamed Operation Dwarka, aiming to disrupt Indian maritime communications and demonstrate the reach of Pakistani naval power by attacking the Indian coastal town of Dwarka. The strategies of both nations were influenced by their geopolitical aims and military capabilities. Pakistan aimed to force a quick resolution over Kashmir by initiating conflicts in strategic locations. India, caught off guard initially, responded with significant counteroffensives aimed at seizing key territories and pressuring Pakistan into a ceasefire. The war culminated with a United Nations mandated ceasefire on September 23, 1965. The conflict ended without a clear victor, with both nations holding some of the other's territory. The Tashkent Agreement in January 1966 officially ended hostilities and led to a return of territories captured by both sides during the war. The 1965 war demonstrated the intensity and scale of India-Pakistan conflicts, with significant human and material losses on both sides. It also highlighted the limitations of war in resolving deep-seated political disputes, setting the stage for continued tension and future conflicts in the region. Impact of the 1965 war on civilian life and infrastructure. The 1965 war between India and Pakistan, though primarily a military conflict, had profound impacts on civilian life and infrastructure in both countries. The war disrupted the lives of millions, leading to significant economic, social, and psychological consequences. The war led to the displacement of thousands of civilians near the border areas and conflict zones, particularly in regions like Punjab and Kashmir. Families were forced to leave their homes and properties behind to escape the crossfire, resulting in temporary or permanent migration to safer areas. The sudden influx of refugees into surrounding regions put additional pressure on already scarce resources and services. The conflict caused considerable damage to infrastructure in both countries. Roads, bridges, railways, and communication networks were targeted or inadvertently damaged during military operations, disrupting transportation and trade. In some areas, the destruction of infrastructure isolated communities and hampered relief efforts, exacerbating the hardships faced by civilians. Agriculture, the backbone of the economy in both India and Pakistan, was significantly affected. Fields were abandoned, crops were destroyed, and livestock were lost due to the conflict, leading to reduced agricultural output and increased food scarcity. The war also diverted national resources from development to defense spending, slowing economic growth and worsening poverty levels. The war strained health and social services as medical facilities were overwhelmed with the wounded, and resources were diverted to support military efforts. Many hospitals and clinics in conflict zones were damaged or became inaccessible, leaving civilians without essential healthcare services. Additionally, the focus on the war effort meant that public health initiatives and social programs were neglected. The psychological impact of the war on civilians was significant. The fear of bombings, loss of loved ones, and the uncertainties of war took a toll on the mental health of people in both countries. Children, in particular, were deeply affected, experiencing trauma that would impact their development and well-being. The war led to the closure of schools and universities in many areas, disrupting education for thousands of children and young adults. Educational institutions were sometimes used as shelters for displaced families or were closed due to their proximity to conflict zones. This disruption in education had long-term effects on the literacy and employment prospects of the affected population. The fabric of community and family life was altered by the war. Many families were separated and community structures were disrupted. The displacement and the strain of war led to changes in social dynamics, with increased stress and altered roles within families and communities. In the aftermath of the war, Both countries needed international assistance for reconstruction and to support displaced populations. However, the geopolitical complexities of the Cold War era influenced the extent and effectiveness of international aid. Reconstruction of damaged infrastructure and the rehabilitation of affected communities were slow, prolonging the suffering of civilians. The impact of the 1965 war on civilian life and infrastructure in India and Pakistan was profound and multifaceted. Beyond the immediate effects of displacement and infrastructure damage, the war had long-term consequences for economic development, social cohesion, and the mental health of affected populations. The civilian suffering underscored the high human cost of military conflicts and highlighted the importance of peace and stability for the development of the region. Prelude to the 1971 war and the role of the Bangladesh Liberation Movement. The 1971 war between India and Pakistan, leading to the creation of Bangladesh, has deep historical roots and was significantly influenced by the Bangladesh Liberation Movement. This period saw political, social, and military developments that set the stage for the conflict. The seeds of the 1971 conflict were sown much earlier, stemming from the geographical, cultural, and political disparities between West Pakistan, now Pakistan, and East Pakistan, now Bangladesh. East Pakistan, despite having a larger population, felt politically and economically marginalized compared to the more industrialized and politically dominant West Pakistan. The situation escalated when the 1970 national elections in Pakistan resulted in the Awami League, led by Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, securing a landslide victory in East Pakistan. The Awami League's victory was largely due to its platform advocating for greater autonomy for East Pakistan. However, the ruling authorities and military in West Pakistan were unwilling to cede power or accept the election results, leading to political deadlock and rising tensions. The refusal of West Pakistani authorities to recognize the election results and the subsequent political repression led to widespread protests and civil disobedience campaigns in East Pakistan, marking the beginning of the Bangladesh Liberation Movement. The movement, initially seeking autonomy and equal rights, gradually transformed into a struggle for full independence. As the movement gained momentum, the Pakistani military launched a brutal crackdown on March 25, 1971, known as Operation Searchlight. This military operation aimed to suppress the rebellion, but led to widespread atrocities, including mass killings, rapes, and the displacement of millions of civilians. The violence of Operation Searchlight sparked international condemnation and intensified calls for independence.
The crackdown forced many East Pakistanis, including students, politicians, and military defectors, to flee to neighboring India, where they organized and formed the Mukti Bahini, Liberation Army.
With the support of the Indian government, the Mukti Bahini began conducting guerrilla operations against Pakistani military installations and supporting the local resistance within East Pakistan. The influx of refugees into India, which numbered in the millions, created significant economic and social pressures on the Indian government and escalated tensions between India and Pakistan. The humanitarian crisis and the plight of the refugees garnered international attention, putting additional pressure on Pakistan and drawing global sympathy for the Bengali cause. Simultaneously, geopolitical dynamics, particularly the Cold War, influenced international reactions. While the United States and China largely supported Pakistan, India received backing from the Soviet Union, shaping the international context of the conflict. The prelude to the 1971 war was marked by a complex interplay of political aspirations, cultural identity, and regional inequalities. The Bangladesh Liberation Movement, catalyzed by political suppression and the quest for self-determination, played a pivotal role in shaping the narrative of the conflict and setting the stage for the subsequent Indo-Pakistani War of 1971. This movement, bolstered by external support and an overwhelming desire for independence among the Bengali population, ultimately led to the creation of Bangladesh as a sovereign nation. International involvement and influence during the 1971 war. The 1971 war, which resulted in the creation of Bangladesh, saw significant international involvement and influence, with major global powers and regional actors playing roles that significantly impacted the course and outcome of the conflict. The United States, under President Richard Nixon and Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, maintained a policy of supporting Pakistan, an ally at the time, due to geopolitical considerations, including Pakistan's role in facilitating the opening of diplomatic relations between the United States and China. Despite reports of human rights abuses by the Pakistani military in East Pakistan, the U.S. provided political and military support to the Pakistani government. This stance was met with considerable criticism, both internationally and within the United States, particularly from members of Congress and the American public. China, aligning with its close relationship with Pakistan and opposing India due to their previous conflicts and border disputes, also supported Pakistan. China's support was mostly diplomatic and political, but it served as a counterbalance to Soviet influence in the region and signaled its strategic interests in South Asia. The Soviet Union extended its support to India, influenced by the Treaty of Peace, Friendship, and Cooperation signed between India and the Soviet Union in August 1971. The treaty was a significant factor in the strategic alignment between the two countries, providing India with diplomatic backing and military supplies. The Soviet Union's support was crucial, as it provided India with political cover and military hardware, and it used its position in the United Nations Security Council to counterbalance Western support for Pakistan. Various other countries played roles to varying degrees during the conflict. For example, countries in the Middle East and the Muslim world generally supported Pakistan, while India received moral and political support from many newly independent nations in Asia and Africa, aligning with India's leadership role in the non-aligned movement. The United Nations was involved in attempts to mediate the conflict and address the humanitarian crisis resulting from the mass displacement of civilians from East Pakistan. However, geopolitical divisions often hampered effective UN action, and the organization struggled to mitigate the conflict's impact. The international involvement in the 1971 war had significant implications. The war underscored the Cold War dynamics and the geopolitical alignments in South Asia, with the U.S.-Soviet rivalry playing out in the context of the Indo-Pakistani conflict. The international response to the humanitarian crisis in East Pakistan, now Bangladesh, was mixed, with some countries providing aid to refugees and others ignoring or downplaying the crisis. International diplomatic pressures and negotiations, particularly by the Soviet Union and the United States, influenced the ceasefire and eventual resolution of the conflict. The war and the atrocities committed during the conflict led to significant shifts in global public opinion, affecting the reputation and foreign relations of the countries involved, particularly Pakistan. International involvement and influence, particularly India's military intervention, supported by the Soviet Union, were decisive factors in the successful outcome for the Bangladesh Liberation Movement, leading to the establishment of Bangladesh as an independent nation. The international dimensions of the 1971 war highlight how regional conflicts during this period were often influenced by global power dynamics, with lasting implications for the nations involved and the broader international community. Surrender of Pakistani forces and creation of Bangladesh. The surrender of Pakistani forces on December 16, 1971, marked the end of the 1971 war and led to the creation of Bangladesh, a significant event in South Asian history. The 1971 conflict between India and Pakistan was primarily triggered by the Bangladesh Liberation Movement and the subsequent military crackdown by Pakistani forces in East Pakistan. The situation escalated when India intervened in support of the East Pakistani Bengali forces, leading to a full-scale war between India and Pakistan. The war started in early December 1971 and saw intense fighting on the western and eastern fronts. Indian forces, along with the Mukti Bahini, the Bengali guerrilla resistance movement, rapidly advanced into East Pakistan. The international community, particularly the United Nations, was calling for a ceasefire, while the United States and the Soviet Union were engaged in diplomatic maneuvering around the conflict. On December 16, 1971, Pakistani forces in East Pakistan surrendered to the joint Indian and Mukti Bahini forces. The surrender took place in Dhaka, the capital of East Pakistan, and was signed by Lieutenant General Aok K. Niazi, the commander of the Pakistani forces, and Lieutenant General Jagjit Singh Arora, the commander of the Indian and Mukti Bahini forces. The event was historic and marked one of the largest surrenders in terms of the number of troops since World War II. Approximately 93,000 Pakistani military personnel and civilians were taken as prisoners of war, POWs. The ceremony was witnessed by local and international media, making it a significant moment witnessed around the world. The surrender led directly to the creation of Bangladesh. Following the capitulation of the Pakistani forces, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the leader of the Awami League and the foremost figure in the fight for Bengali independence, was released from imprisonment in Pakistan and returned to Dhaka to a hero's welcome. On January 10, 1972, he officially took over the leadership of the newly independent country. The creation of Bangladesh was a moment of triumph for the Bengali people, who had endured months of war, widespread atrocities, and a humanitarian crisis. However, the new nation faced immense challenges, including political instability, economic devastation, and the rehabilitation of millions of refugees and internally displaced people. The war and the creation of Bangladesh had significant regional and international implications. It altered the geopolitical landscape of South Asia, leading to shifts in alliances and international relations. The war highlighted issues of national sovereignty, self-determination, and human rights, becoming a case study in the complexities of post-colonial state formation and conflict. For Pakistan, the war resulted in a significant loss of territory and population and led to deep introspection and political changes within the country. For India, the war was seen as a military and moral victory, enhancing its standing in the region and the non-aligned movement. The creation of Bangladesh stood as a testament to the resilience and determination of the Bengali people. It also underscored the complexities and human costs associated with the partitioning of nations and the struggle for self-determination. POWs and the Simla Agreement post-1971 war. The 1971 Indo-Pakistani War led to significant consequences, including the issue of prisoners of war, POWs, and the subsequent Simla Agreement. Following the surrender of Pakistani forces in the 1971 war, around 93,000 personnel, including military soldiers and some civilians, were taken as prisoners of war by India. This group comprised officers, soldiers, and various administrative and service staff. The POWs were held in different camps across India, where they were treated according to the Geneva Conventions. The holding of such a large number of POWs was unprecedented in post-World War II history, and posed a significant diplomatic and humanitarian challenge. The situation of these POWs became a major point of contention in the post-war period, with Pakistan seeking their repatriation. The repatriation of these POWs became a matter of international diplomatic negotiations. Pakistan called for their immediate return, while India was determined to ensure that the process was tied to a comprehensive resolution of outstanding issues, including the recognition of Bangladesh and the return of Bengali personnel held in Pakistan. International agencies, including the United Nations and the Red Cross, were involved in the humanitarian aspects, ensuring the welfare of the POWs and facilitating communications with their families. The Simla Agreement was signed on July 1972 by Prime Minister Indira Gandhi of India and President Zulfikar Ali Bhutto of Pakistan. The agreement was aimed at normalizing relations between the two countries post-war and was crucial in setting the terms for the return of the POWs. Key aspects of the Simla Agreement included bilateralism. The agreement emphasized that future conflicts between India and Pakistan should be resolved through bilateral negotiations without international intervention. Line of control. It was agreed that the line of control, LOC, in Jammu and Kashmir would be respected by both sides, without prejudice to the recognized position of either side. This effectively turned the ceasefire line into the LOC. POWs in Bangladesh. While the agreement itself did not explicitly detail the return of POWs, it paved the way for subsequent negotiations and agreements concerning the repatriation. It was understood that the POWs would be repatriated as part of the process of normalization. Following the Simla Agreement, a process was initiated for the repatriation of the POWs. This was conducted in phases and completed by the end of 1973. The return of POWs was part of a larger tripartite agreement between India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, which also addressed the return of Bengali officials and families stranded in Pakistan and Pakistani nationals in Bangladesh. The repatriation was seen as a significant step towards reconciliation and normalization of relations after the war. However, the legacy of the conflict and the issues around the creation of Bangladesh continued to influence India-Pakistan relations. The Simla Agreement laid the groundwork for a framework within which India and Pakistan agreed to resolve their differences through peaceful means.
Despite this, the agreement did not result in lasting peace, and the issues around Kashmir and other disputes have continued to cause tensions between the two nations.
However, the agreement remains a reference point for diplomatic engagement between India and Pakistan. Changes in military tactics and defense policies post-wars. The Indo-Pakistani wars, particularly those in 1965 and 1971, had profound impacts on the military tactics and defense policies of both India and Pakistan. These conflicts led to significant changes in how each country approached defense planning, military strategy, and tactical operations. Post-1965 and 1971 wars, India significantly increased its defense budget. The need for modernization became evident, leading to the procurement of advanced weapon systems, aircraft, and naval vessels, mainly from the Soviet Union initially, and diversifying later with other countries. The wars highlighted the importance of air superiority and effective naval blockade capabilities. As a result, India invested in modernizing its air force and navy, acquiring advanced fighters, bombers, and warships. The Indian Air Force, IAF, and the Indian Navy, IN, saw substantial enhancements in their strategic capabilities. The 1971 war and the subsequent nuclear tests by India in 1974 significantly altered the strategic landscape in South Asia. India's nuclear program led to the development of a nuclear doctrine focused on deterrence, adopting a no-first-use policy, but maintaining a credible minimum deterrent. There was a restructuring of the military command and control systems to improve coordination among the different branches of the armed forces. Integrated defense commands were considered to streamline operations and enhance inter-service cooperation. The experiences from the wars led to revisions in military training programs and doctrines. Emphasis was placed on joint operations, mobility, and flexibility. The Indian military also increased its focus on counterinsurgency and asymmetric warfare training, given the varied security challenges it faces. The losses in 1971 led to a significant reevaluation of Pakistan's military strategies. There was a shift towards developing a stronger conventional force while also maintaining a strategic balance through nuclear capabilities, leading to Pakistan conducting its own nuclear tests in 1998. Pakistan developed the concept of defensive depth in response to the quicker mobilization and larger size of the Indian military. This involved creating strategic depth by maintaining strongholds and operational flexibility deeper within its territory. Following India's nuclear tests, Pakistan accelerated its own nuclear program. The development of nuclear weapons was seen as essential for maintaining a deterrent posture against a conventionally superior India. Pakistan's military increased its focus on internal security and counterinsurgency operations, especially in the tribal areas and along the Afghan border. This was in response to internal challenges and the global shift in military tactics post the Cold War and 9/11. Pakistan continued to strengthen its military ties with countries like China and the United States, securing military aid and advanced technology to modernize its forces. The relationship with China, in particular, became increasingly important, resulting in significant military cooperation and investment. The Indo-Pakistani wars led to comprehensive changes in military tactics and defense policies for both nations, driven by the lessons learned during these conflicts. The shifts included increased defense spending, modernization efforts, changes in nuclear policy, and adaptations in military strategy and training. These changes were aimed at addressing the shortcomings revealed by the wars and preparing for the challenges of modern warfare. Both countries continue to evolve their military and defense approaches based on changing regional dynamics, technological advancements, and internal security requirements. Economic impacts of the wars on both nations. The wars between India and Pakistan, particularly those in 1965 and 1971, had significant economic impacts on both nations. These conflicts strained their economies, diverted resources from development to defense, and had long-term repercussions on their growth and stability. One of the most immediate economic impacts was the significant increase in defense spending. In the years following the wars, India's defense budget saw substantial hikes, diverting funds from development projects and social programs. The defense allocation, which was a considerable part of the national budget, impacted investments in sectors like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. While India experienced economic growth in the years following independence, the wars slowed this momentum. The redirection of resources towards defense and rehabilitation efforts post-conflicts, particularly after the 1971 war, contributed to a slowdown in economic activities. The wars led to disruptions in trade, not only between India and Pakistan, but also with other countries, due to strained diplomatic relations and security concerns. This affected India's balance of payments and led to fluctuations in its foreign reserves. The wars, especially the one in 1965, impacted the agricultural sector as many of the conflict zones were in key agricultural areas, leading to reduced agricultural output and loss of livelihoods for farmers. India received foreign aid and loans to support its war efforts and post-war reconstruction, particularly from the Soviet Union and other allies. However, this also led to an increase in external debt and dependency on foreign assistance. Similar to India, Pakistan significantly increased its defense spending following the wars, which put a severe strain on its economy. The high military expenditure diverted resources from development projects and contributed to financial imbalances. The wars, particularly the 1971 conflict, led to significant economic contraction in Pakistan. The loss of East Pakistan, which was a major contributor to Pakistan's exports, particularly in jute and tea, resulted in a substantial decrease in foreign exchange earnings. The increased defense spending combined with trade disruptions led to inflationary pressures. Additionally, the loss of assets and the destruction of infrastructure during the wars contributed to higher unemployment rates and economic instability. Following the 1971 war, Pakistan faced international isolation, especially from countries that supported the creation of Bangladesh. This affected international aid and investment. While Pakistan continued to receive support from allies like China and the United States, the nature and extent of aid were influenced by the changing geopolitical landscape. The economic challenges post-wars forced Pakistan to seek loans from international financial institutions, leading to an increase in national debt and imposition of structural adjustment policies, which had mixed impacts on its economy. The economic impacts of the wars on India and Pakistan were profound and multifaceted. Both countries faced increased defense expenditures, economic slowdowns, trade disruptions, and challenges in agricultural and industrial sectors. The wars exacerbated existing economic issues and redirected national priorities towards defense and rehabilitation, impacting long-term development and economic stability. While both nations have made significant economic progress in the years since, the legacies of these conflicts continue to influence their economic policies and priorities. Media portrayal and public perception of the wars in both countries. The media portrayal and public perception of the wars between India and Pakistan have played a significant role in shaping the narrative and understanding of these conflicts in both countries. In India, the media coverage of the wars, especially the 1971 conflict, was heavily influenced by government perspectives and nationalistic sentiments. State-controlled media like All India Radio and Doordarshan played a crucial role in broadcasting the government's views and war updates to the public. Newspapers and magazines also contributed to the national narrative, often highlighting the valor of Indian soldiers and the justness of India's cause, particularly in the liberation of Bangladesh in 1971. The public perception in India regarding the wars, particularly the 1971 conflict, has generally been positive, viewing it as a moral and military victory. The successful creation of Bangladesh has been seen as a testament to India's military prowess and moral high ground. The 1965 and 1971 wars reinforced the perception of India as a regional power capable of decisive military action. The wars have been immortalized in Indian cinema, literature, and arts, often echoing the themes of patriotism and valor. This cultural representation has further shaped the public's perception, glorifying the military and India's role in the conflicts. In Pakistan, the media's portrayal of the wars, particularly controlled by the state during the early conflicts, tended to emphasize the heroism of Pakistani forces and the treachery of external enemies. However, the narrative, especially around the 1971 war, has been complex. The initial portrayal was heavily censored, with the government downplaying the issues leading to the war and the actual military setbacks. Over time, especially in private media, there has been a shift towards more introspective coverage, acknowledging the political and military failures that led to the loss of East Pakistan. The public perception in Pakistan regarding the 1971 war has been mixed and has evolved over time. Initially, there was a significant shock and a sense of betrayal, both by internal politicians and external forces. The perception of the 1965 war has been more nationalistic, often viewed through the lens of defending the homeland against Indian aggression. However, there has been an increasing recognition of the political missteps and military miscalculations that led to the wars, especially the 1971 conflict. Like India, Pakistan has seen its wars reflected in its cultural products. However, the portrayal is often more somber, reflecting on the loss and the lessons learned from the conflicts. Literature, film, and television in Pakistan have increasingly explored the human aspects of the wars, questioned the official narratives, and highlighted the cost of conflict. The media portrayal and public perception of the Indo-Pakistani wars have been shaped by a mix of nationalism, state control, and evolving public discourse. In India, the narrative has largely been one of victory and valor, reinforcing national pride and military strength. In Pakistan, the narrative has been more complex, with a shift from nationalistic fervor to a more reflective and critical examination of the causes and consequences of the wars. These perceptions have been influenced by cultural representations, educational curricula, and changing media landscapes, contributing to the ongoing dialogue and understanding of these pivotal events in both countries. In conclusion, the Indo-Pakistani wars significantly shaped the geopolitical landscape of South Asia, impacting military strategies, national policies, and the lives of millions. The aftermath set the stage for future tensions, notably leading to the nuclear arms race. In the next part of our series, we'll delve into the era of the nuclear arms race, 1980s-1998, examining how both nations embarked on a path that would redefine their security dynamics and global standing. Thank you for tuning into our analysis. Remember to give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and ring the notification bell to stay updated with our latest intriguing content. Take care and see you next time.